This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well. My God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right, with the help of Danielle, every once in a while on this show, as a public service, we are able to go inside the warped female brain.
So yeah,
if you're a man, you may text your question right now. If you are confused by the way the brain of a woman in your life works, text your question right now to 97107. That's the text line. And Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. Here's a 978 text to start. Been dating a girl for 3 months. I really like her. However, based on things I have heard on the show over the last few weeks, I am concerned about what to get her for Christmas. Can you please go over the things that one should not get for somebody that they just started dating?
Lingerie, any type of clothing, makeup, jewelry.
Can you explain the lingerie thing? Like, what? Why is that an issue?
For a three-month relate, first of all, 3 months. According to LB, you're not even in a relationship for the next 3 years.
Right.
That aside, it's an aggressive move, okay. Especially if your sex life hasn't quite gotten there yet. It's kind of like, oh, so is this really all you think of me, that you bought me lingerie that's not even anything that I would possibly wear? I didn't even know Fredericks of Hollywood was still open.
Okay, so lingerie, no-go.
No-go.
You said makeup, no-go?
Makeup, clothing, jewelry, anything that reflects personal style of which you likely don't know too much about yet, I would stay away from that. Concert tickets, sports tickets, nice
atta
dinner.
Girl.
Gift certificate to a place that you know she likes to go.
What's her favorite
spa
restaurant?
Massage. Yeah. Stuff like that is usually pretty fail safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Elizabeth Grady.
1-800-FACIALS.
You can't lose.
Exactly.
And we've learned in the past that the workout gear is a complete no-no.
You don't know. Because, again, with women's clothing, it's all sized so differently. So I could go to one store and be a size 2 and another store and be a size 14. It's like, how is this disparity even in existence? Men, you're like, yeah, I'm a 34, 36. You put the jeans on, they fit. It's like, what the, what?
Let's see. Here's a 781 text. My girl and I have been dating for 6 months. We have the best time ever when we are together.
Mm.
But the second we are apart, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we fight so much when we are not together?
It could be for a number of different reasons. I've been through that before where I've had a relationship struggle that, like, the more time we spent apart, the worse it got. And once we were around each other in this physical world, everything was fine. It's like, why does this happen? I think it's 6 months. It's still early. You probably just have some other stuff to hammer out and maybe work on your communication skills when it comes to how you talk to each other when you're not in each other's presence, whether it's text, phone, etc.
Listen to this one. This is a 978 text. I met this girl and she's a smoke. The thing is, she won't have sex with me unless there's another guy. So she just wants to have a threesome. Why does she feel like she needs two guys in order to have sex?
Why are you going to judge what somebody else needs to have sex? You probably have some weird stuff that you need too.
I feel like in my case, these kinds of things,
right,
it's probably a setup for a robbery.
I feel like you're
going to go to the place for the threesome. There's going to be 8 guys there with ski masks on. You're going to lose your wallet. Don't do it.
That's a turn.
Don't
on.
Give her the combo to the safe.
Don't do it.
Well, you need that little tickle, like 1 inch to the left of the side of the right one, and then that'll get you going. But some people like what they like.
Do not read my area code, this text says.
All right.
I have been talking to this girl that I met for a couple weeks, and it seems like we hit it off at first, but after a while, I noticed that she hasn't really asked me any questions about myself. When I asked why, she says she wants to take things slow. What does that mean?
Some people just aren't good at asking questions about other people. Like, sometimes people just wait for you to talk about it in conversation and reveal things like, I like this, I'm into this. They think it might happen organically.
Yeah.
Use one of my favorite words. Some people are more are better at asking questions, being like, so, tell me about your life. Tell me, did your dad abandon you when you were younger? Why were you a stripper? Do you like to go to the Capitol Grill? It's, you know, just like,
wow.
It just depends on your conversational style. I wouldn't read too much into it.
I'm a 33-year-old guy, asked out a 29-year-old girl yesterday for coffee/drinks.
Okay.
She's always flirty with me. I think she's a smoke. I gave her my number, and she said she'd text me. I thought that she would text right away, but that has not been the case. Am I overthinking it?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, she texts you, great. If she doesn't, don't.
Could be a Mr. Needy. She has a life, too, you know.
Well,
maybe she's nervous and doesn't want to appear too eager.
Right.
You know, some people.
That's always the case.
In the age of social media, and it used to be that you had to call a landline to get in touch with someone back in the day. Now there are so many different platforms where you can connect with a person that there are people that still embrace a 2 to 3 day rule when it comes
to getting
back to people.
So that they don't appear to be interested, but why wouldn't you want to appear to be interested
because
if you are interested?
Because people get threatened, Greg. The second you show any remote type of interest, people clam up, especially dudes.
Really?
At this point in my life, I'm 41, and I'm a pretty frank person. So if I like you, you're going to know.
Right.
And you're going to know where I stand and what I want. And if we're getting down that road, great. If we're not, take care.
See you later.
There's the door. There it is.
Don't let it hit you on the way up.
So, but some people just don't really know. They're kind of like, maybe this, maybe that. And they're a little apprehensive. But if you do that, if you tell a guy like, hey, here's what I'm looking for. Here's what I want. Just so we don't waste our time. Are you on the same page? Even if they are, they're like, oh, God, she wants a commitment. I better run fast. Hit the cancel button immediately.
The smell of desperation tends to drive people away.
Yeah.
So if you're like, you know, you're texting them like 20 minutes after you get the number, they're like, hey, I just made up a room like yesterday. I made up a room for your daughter in my house. You know, it's like, okay, all right, let's chill out here.
Hey, I know I just saw you crossing the street and we were on Craigslist missed connections, but do you want to go to the foothills this weekend?
Well, it's the same thing when you know, somebody says hi to you and you don't say, you know, you're not excited saying like hi back twice as excited. And they're like, are you okay?
Right.
What's wrong?
What's the matter?
You're like, you know what? Not for nothing.
Did I do something to upset you?
Yeah, my dog died yesterday.
Give me a break.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
We are going inside the warped female brain, as we do every once in a while on the Hillman Morning Show. And here is a 978 text. I just moved back to Massachusetts and met my good friend's fiance, who I recognize from college.
Oh.
Unfortunately,
oh.
I'm going to try to say this in a family-friendly way. Unfortunately, she was very familiar with several members of the hockey team, and I feel like I should tell him. Should I?
No, mind your business. It was college. Yeah, you know how many guys I slept with in Crown and Lance at Hofstra? Get out of here. No, I'm kidding. Not really.
He doesn't need to tell his
You don't need to say. It was college. That's what you do. That's what college is for. Getting drunk, getting alcohol poisoning, passing out, doing weird stuff that you hope no one ever puts on social media. Thank God I went to school in the 90s. And having sex with people to find out what you like. Just be careful.
But you say it all the time. What's the difference if she slept with the whole hockey team or she stooped two guys three times a day for 5 years?
And also, I'm sure your buddy's a saint and has only had sex with one woman prior to this, right?
Right.
Like he's never brought home some kind of slampy from the from like after a Sox game at you know Coogan's. Or
Well, some guys they want to think that they're. That their beloved was pure.
Right.
Oh, God.
So
you got to stop that.
Where do you think she learned that move? It was either porn or a guy.
Yeah.
Come on. Be realistic.
774 text. My girlfriend of 6 years recently broke up with me.
I'm sorry.
We had a healthy relationship, but she claims that she is not happy with herself, and that's why she can't love me.
That's an excuse.
What? Well, yeah. Do you think that's an excuse?
Almost always that's an excuse.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because it's either she doesn't have the balls to tell you exactly what's wrong with you or what she doesn't like about the relationship. It could be that she's in like a dark place and just can't deal with a relationship right now. But after 6 years of being together, that signals to me that either you failed to commit and she's upset about it, there's something else going on and she just doesn't know how to tell you.
Yeah.
I just, that's something that I kind of read into. It's not you, it's me thing.
Yeah. All right. This is... Bob on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West commercial truck headquarters. What's up, Bob?
How you doing, folks?
What's going on?
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, so let me preface this by saying that I think my fiance is an absolute smoke and she's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she thinks she could stand to lose about 20 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's been on this diet. She's been working out every night after the kid goes to bed. How do I compliment her obvious hard work without making her think that I thought she was fat before?
Yes. Don't focus on the weight or the looks. Just say something along the lines of, you know what, honey? I'm really impressed with your dedication to your goal that you've set for yourself. As you know, I love you no matter what, but I really, you know, I know that this is something that you want for yourself, and I think it's great that you've dedicated yourself outside of work and home and our child to, you know, making yourself better.
So don't say, I'm so glad that we don't have to reinforce the bed anymore.
Correct.
But when you're going to get into it. That's not a
correct.
That's not the right way to say that. Let's see here. I went on a first date last week with a girl that I met online. We went out for drinks and had a great time. Towards the end of the date, she said she had to go pick up her son at a party and wanted me to drive her. I told her we could just go back to get her car, but then I relented. And when we got to the party, she introduced us to everyone as if we were a couple. What is up with that?
Oof.
She's wanted to have a boyfriend forever.
Yes.
And she,
you know what?
Look, I'm normal.
Yeah, it's just odd situations that pop up socially. It's hard to know how to explain your situation. So that might have just been the easiest thing for her. Or that's how she's going to rope you in and be like, well, I already established that we're together. So guess we have to get married now and you have to be my kid's stepfather.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's like it's doing some kind of forced manifestation. You know, like if I tell you enough, you're going to believe this.
Oof.
We're together.
Well, oh pretty God. Good advice this week, Danielle.
Thank you.
That is Inside the Warped Female Brain here on the Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.